What do you think about hell? Repent at leisure is the attitude of many people. The Bible says, in flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. 2 Thessalonians 1 verses 8 through 9. Serious stuff, no? Satan, who Jesus called a liar and the father of it, John 8 verse 44, told Eve, one of our first parents, regarding the judgment of God upon sin, ye shall not surely die. Genesis 4 verse 3. That was and is a lie that people still believe today. What do you think about hell? Hell is for real. Hell is inhabited. Do you believe the Bible? Then you can guarantee it. Hell will have its inhabitants. The wicked shall be sent to hell, all who disregard God. The wonderful and gracious Saviour who now sits upon his throne of grace will one day sit upon his throne of judgment. And men shall see there is such a thing as the wrath of the Lamb of God. The same lips which now implore you to come unto me will one day say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Matthew 7 verse 23. Oh, how awful! The thought of being condemned by Jesus Christ himself, judged by the Saviour, sentenced to everlasting misery by the very Lamb of God. John 1 verse 29. What do you think about hell, I mean? Hell is intense and inexpressible. Do you believe the Bible? Then you can guarantee it. Hell will be extremely intense and inexpressible. It is impossible to describe in human language. It is beyond expression. The pit, the prison, the worm, the fire, the thirst, the blackness, the darkness, the weeping, the gnashing of teeth, the second death, all these are figures of speech used to express hell in the Bible. They all seek to convey to our minds something which the human mind cannot fully conceive or grasp. Oh, the miseries of mind and conscience are far worse than those of the body. The whole extent of hell, the present suffering, the bitter recollection of the past, the hopeless prospect of the future will never be thoroughly known except by those who go there. What do you think about hell? Hell is eternal. Do you believe the Bible? Then you can guarantee it. Hell is forever. Everlasting. Eternal. It must be eternal or else words mean nothing at all. Forever and ever, Revelation 20 verse 10. Everlasting, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 9. Never shall be quenched, Mark 9 43. Their worm dieth not, Mark 9 verse 48. All these are expressions used in the Bible about the duration of hell. They cannot be explained away. It must be eternal. It cannot come to an end, or else heaven must also come to an end. They both stand or fall together. It must also be eternal, or else it ceases to be hell altogether. Give man hope and he will bear anything. Grant a hope of deliverance, however distant, and hell is but a drop of water. These are solemn things indeed, I know. But truly that day will come which will have no tomorrow. That day when men shall seek death and not find it, and shall desire to die, but death shall fly from them. What do you think about hell? Hell should be preached. When a house is on fire, what would be the first thing you would do? Sound the alarm? And awaken the inhabitants, of course you would. This would be true love for our neighbour, would it not? Because as Christians we love you and desire you to be saved. We are sounding the alarm. There is such a place as hell. There are many people today who are on the broad road. Matthew 7 verse 13, Jesus says. That is the road leading to hell. And we desire to awaken them to their danger. What would you think of us if we saw our neighbour's house on fire and never shouted, fire, fire? Unloving, to say the very least. If we know about the reality of eternal hell and never sound the alarm, never preach about it, we would be worse. We would be the devil's accomplices. God is merciful. Yes, he is. But he is a just God too, and he will not wink at sin. God is love, but he is holy also. God, who has a heaven for the saved, has a hell for the unrepentant, unbelieving people too. Listen again to what the Bible says. 1. Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Luke 13 verse 3. 2. Ye shall die in your sins if ye believe not that I am he. John 8 verse 24. 3. For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. Wherefore turn yourselves and live ye. Ezekiel 18 verse 32. What do you think about hell?